Some amazing 911 dispatchers work right here in Walker County. I'm Joe Legge. On this episode of Walker This Week, we meet the Dispatcher of the Year.
I'm so proud to present you with Dispatcher of the Year. You've had 21 years of service. Mm-hmm. You have really stepped up. You've insisted with training on fire and EMS. You've been a dedicated employee, and you're an outstanding dispatcher.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, everybody.
Katessa Vines was nominated and selected by her peers for her dedication over the past 21 years. She's a phenomenal dispatcher, especially on fire and EMS calls, showing compassion to those in their time of need.
It means everything after 21 years of dedicating to this place, and I love helping people, so it means a lot to me. So I was just doing my job, really. But it's nice to be recognized for things.
The Teresa Parker Dispatcher of the Year Award was first presented in 2010 in honor of Parker, who was tragically murdered. A plaque with the names of all former recipients of the award hangs in the hallway at the Walker County E911 building. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and members of the Walker County community hope to raise awareness about child abuse by planting pinwheels in front of the Georgia Department of Family and Children's Services building off Highway 27.
We have 232 pinwheels, one for each instance of substantiated child maltreatment that we found in 2023. Unfortunately, we're receiving more and more reports of child abuse and neglect. Most of the families that we work with are experiencing some kind of substance abuse, mental health issues, poverty-related issues related to food insecurity, housing issues where they don't have safe and affordable housing and that kind of thing. I really hope that when people drive by and they see these pinwheels, they see that there's families in need in our community. And there's things that the community can do to help, whether it's reporting a situation that they feel like a family needs help with, or whether it's offering that help themselves. We have a lot of churches and a lot of individuals in our community that really want to help, but they don't know what to do. And we have lots of things that people can do to help, whether it's donating food. We have a food pantry here at the Walker DFACS office that we are constantly giving out food to families that need food, whether it's helping families with transportation, because that is an issue in our community. Families can't get to their counseling appointments or to their other necessary medical appointments without reliable transportation. If they have a family that just needs someone to talk to and check on them, that would be a big help too.
And road paving will resume soon in unincorporated Walker County after the Board of Commissioners finalized plans to contract work on over 60 roads.
This is authorizing for 51 miles of roads to be paved here in 2024 using our T-Splosh funds. There were four bidders that did bid on this, and we do appreciate each and every one of them for participating and bidding on this. And you do see the price breakout that was requested by all bidders, but this one for Fratelli Construction, that all bidders filled out the same information.
You can find a list of all the roads where work is scheduled this year on the T-Splosh page on our website. Next week, early voting gets underway in Walker County. What you need to know. Don't want to wait until next week? Join us online anytime at walkercountyga.gov or on the social media platform where you found this video. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you again real soon.